Now we see the conflict set a vicar with community. Though there's time for reason, yet they seem resolved to disagree. Guest's vision of the past reborn, these solid folk dismiss with scorn. They don't want services adorned with Catholic mystery. What he wants, the reverend guest, is to rebuild the ancient creed. Sure he is that he knows best the guidance that the people need. In Bradwell's church he's found the flaw. To Lockwood he explained the law. He's proved his worth, so one and all should now accept his lead. All they want, the Bradwell folk, is to be left to run their lives. Interfering higher ups in church and state they do despise. This guest declares their wedlock's void. School governors have their powers destroyed. Such treatment leaves them so annoyed, their fighting spirits rise. The reverend thinks it a disgrace, the people ruin all he's planned. Don't they see the vicar's place is to direct, if not command? He's tried to help recruit for war. He's given his cash to help the poor. He's preached the true faith, old and sure. Why won't they understand? That's enough, for Bradwell says, this father guest they can't abide. Goodness knows there must be ways to force this priest to step aside. If the bishop will not do what's right, parishioners will exert their might. And if they have to, they will fight to break his Catholic pride.